Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Aoife O'Kelly. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Director of Walking with Shadows, presented here at the festival. I mean, it's a very powerful film, but just for the listeners who haven't seen it yet, would you mind just saying a few words to sort of introduce it a little bit before we get talking about it?
Sure. Not to give too much away, I guess the film, it focuses on a man who feels like an outsider, and but to everyone else, he seems to be living the perfect life. He's successful, marriage, job, friends and family, but he is hiding a secret past, and this past quickly catches up to him and has devastating consequences for those who are involved in his life. And so the film follows him trying to stop this ripple effect and kind of control it a bit, really try and save his life from falling apart as it quickly does in front of him.
Right. And I mean, you know, as a follow-up question to that, just out of curiosity, this is your first feature, right? Directorial. I'm just curious, how did you end up shooting, you know, a film set in Nigeria?
Yeah, I'm sure it's an unusual situation. It's really interesting. So I made a short film a couple of years ago, which isn't anything to do with Nigeria, but it was set in Poland, actually, but I filmed it in England. So the producer of Walking with Shadows, Funmi Iyanda, one of the producers, she has been developing this novel. So the book was the film was originally a novel called Walking with Shadows by Jude Dibia. Nice. So she wanted to make this into a film for a number of years, and she'd been looking for scriptwriters and directors and saw my short film and sent me the book. I really connected with the story. I thought it was a really universal story, you know, about self-love and tolerance, and just really interesting character the way he was written. So I wrote a few sample pages, and myself and Funmi and the other producer, Olumide, we kind of came together and collaborated and developed it together.
Would you say it was a challenging experience? It sounds exciting, but it must have had its challenges as well.
I think I was just particularly conscious of making sure I represented the country and the story in the right way and did justice by the story. You know, Jude, who wrote the book, obviously is Nigerian, and the story is very personal to him. Beyond any practical technical challenges, which always come with filmmaking and all this kind of world, especially as a first-time director, you know, you are kind of learning more on the job as you go. The biggest challenge for me and the pressure came with just making sure I represented this story and culture and everything in the most sensitive and appropriate way.
And what was it? Was there like a particular process that you know, something that you did to kind of make sure that you did that you immerse yourself in that culture and that you understood it as best as you could?
I think it just involved a lot of collaboration, communication, having long conversations with Funmi and about Nigeria. And I joined a lot of Instagram accounts based in Lagos and Nigeria, and I just wanted to get a feel for the current culture there and really, you know, feel like people might have one image of Nigeria and not know all the multifaceted elements to it. And so I wanted to feel like it was contemporary, and so the situation is kind of extra difficult for this person. So yeah, I just was trying to get influences from good sources, and but generally the main source was working with the actors and having very open conversations about how they felt the scene was going, if they would do or say something in that certain way, or, you know, as long as we got the heart of the scene, I was happy for the actors to work the way they felt like working.
So there was the communication with the actors was an important aspect of the directorial approach.
So once I was over there and we'd cast it, we didn't have a huge amount of time for rehearsals, but I did try to, you know, communicate through rehearsals and through calls, and even when you're on set, just really before every scene, just making sure we have a few key things that we know we want to capture with the scene. So yeah, it's just a lot of making sure we're constantly on the same tone with this character's journey.
It is a lot. It does sound like a lot. And, you know, also when you're dealing with an adaptation of a book, like you said, it can have its own challenges. I think, you know, in talking with people who have been involved in experiences such as these. But I was looking at your previous experience. Now, we said that this is your first feature directorial debut, but I feel like you've had experience in so many different fields of the industry, like from editorial sets and just production and assistants. Do you feel that that's a necessary step, you know, in the formation of maybe a personal style?
That's a really good question. It's weird. For me, I can't really speak for anyone else's journey to getting to where they need to get in their career. But I'm the kind of person who feels like I want to understand all the areas of filmmaking. And as you briefly mentioned there, it's like I worked kind of as editor, production assistants, and I worked in Ireland with Blinder Films, actually, you know, they made Love and Friendship and various things. So I had got a lot of experience watching, and almost so it was, I'm always kind of looking and trying to learn and teach myself in preparation for what I wanted to do myself. So it definitely was influential to me. And I just felt like I was building up to the first feature long before it kind of made it, you know. And just trying to be as prepared as possible, really.
Did you feel like you were prepared as possible?
I don't think you can ever fully be prepared, but I going to Nigeria was completely different to anything I've ever done. And I don't think anything can really prepare you for the difference in, you know, it's a different culture but it was brilliant because at the heart of it, it was people. I met so many people who just love film and they love filmmaking, and Nollywood is huge over there. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
different type of film.
Yeah, exactly. And
did you watch some Nollywood films as well?
I watched a couple, but I didn't want to be too influenced either, because you can get into your head a bit too much. And I felt like what we were making. As long as we're making something in Nigeria about Nigerian culture, but if I didn't want to change my style to try and accommodate to that, because I don't think it would have been very fair or true to why I was hired to do the job, you know. So hopefully it comes across that the actors themselves bring that flavor. But in terms of style, and back to your previous kind of point about all the experience, I think it's up through osmosis. It's filtered into my life. I can't help but be influenced.
Great. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have, but it was fascinating to hear you talk about this film, Walking with Shadows. I definitely recommend it. And thanks for sharing a lot about your personal journey of working through it. It's a fascinating story. So thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you. Lovely to meet you. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.